You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The FBI calls it a scheme involving bribery, corruption, and fraud. That's what they're saying about the alleged bribery scheme uncovered by their investigation into men's college basketball. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon is here with us in a nutshell. John, we're talking about a lot of money and not for the student-athletes?
No, it is getting to them also. Kickbacks as well as for the coaches. Money sloshing all around is the answer to this one.
And when you think about the most visible casualty, Rick Pitino, and having the University of Louisville dead center, which I can tell by your face, no surprise for you.
No surprise, and not a lot of sympathy either. I spent a week with the guy in 95, and I liked him a lot. Very impressed by him as a coach. He's a hell of a coach, and can be a nice, charming guy. However, when you are claiming, he used in a press release the word shocked, that he's shocked by these allegations, don't make it that easy for us, for crying out loud. Shocked by gambling at Casablanca, of course. So, no, he was dead to rights. We were all waiting for this to happen. And here's the key point. The NCAA has found nothing. And the FBI is the one that did the investigation. Now, they've got bigger things to worry about these days than just this, which shows you how appalled they are at the NCAA's complete fecklessness, that they have got to do your job for you and do it far better, of course. And NCAA President Mark Emmert came out and said, I had no idea about this until today. He thinks he's covering his backside. What you are is exposing yourself as both willfully incompetent and the fact the FBI clearly did not see the NCAA as a partner in pursuing this, but in fact, the problem.
Well, how rampant is this in men's basketball? I think a lot of people are asking, what about our coaches here in the state of Michigan?
I'm glad you asked, because I have good news there, citizens of Michigan and fans of the Spartans and the Wolverines. 1 month ago, lucky timing, CBS did a survey of 100 basketball coaches, top 100 basically, all anonymous, who are the cleanest coaches in college basketball. Number six was Tom Izzo. A very respectable six. That's a very good list to be on. The five in front of them, I know all to be clean. And number one is John Beilein of Michigan. So consider the fact for a second that Beilein's team lost to who? Rick Pitino in 2013. And now we know how he lost, basically. And now you've also got Tom Izzo has been to seven Final Fours, only won one of those Final Fours. You're almost always losing to one of the programs currently under investigation. So I hope the basketball fans, the state of Michigan, the Spartans and the Wolverines, start looking at those second place trophies a little more kindly.
You have been talking about this issue of paying student athletes. Is that the cure?
Not to me. I think what you have to have is and people are talking about that. I get why, because there's only one way to get there right now. It's college basketball or football, which is ridiculous. It's round peg, square holes. Doesn't always work. You need in basketball and football the same thing you've always had in hockey and baseball, and that is a viable minor league. These are the only two sports in the world that don't have a minor league system to lead you to the pros. Basketball and football in America, that's it.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.